All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, we are set to see the beginning of the American League Championship Series here for 2017, and the two-part participants will be the New York Yankees, who are the first wildcard team in the American League, and they will be taking on the Houston Astros, the champions of the American League West. Now, during the regular season, the Yankees went 91-71, while the Astros went 101-61. The Yankees defeated the Minnesota Twins in the wild card game, while after falling behind 2-0 in their series with the Cleveland Indians in the ALDS, the Yankees stormed back to win the final three games. Houston, on the other hand, dictated a pace versus the Boston Red Sox, and they got the best of them in four games. Now, during the regular season, New York was 2-5 against the Astros, and they will look to change that around. You look at this Yankees rotation for manager Joe Girardi, and it's a ton of veterans, as you have CC Sabathia, Masahiro Tanaka, Sonny Gray, and Luis Severino as far as his options to start games for the Bronx Bombers in this series. But the main thing for the Yankees, it's their bullpen, and they've been lights out all year long. And that was once again the case versus the Indians in the ALDS. You look at David Robertson, Aroldis Chapman, and Dylan Betances. All of these guys have the ability to be closers, and they've shown that throughout their career. And not only that, this time of the year in the postseason, these are guys that Joe Girardi can lean on for multiple innings. And we saw that in that critical game five for the Yankees as they were able to go out there and advance to the ALCS. Look at this lineup. Aaron Judge did not hit for the Yankees in the ALDS, and they still found a way to advance. And at some point, his bat is going to wake up. You look at Gary Sanchez, Didi Gregorius, who was big for the Yankees this series with not only his glove but also his bat. You also look at a guy like Todd Frazier and Brett Gardner, who could be impact players for New York during this series. Now, on the flip side for the Astros and manager A.J. Hinch, you look at the boost that this team was able to receive when they acquired starting pitcher Justin Verlander from the Detroit Tigers this year to go along with a guy like Dallas Keuchel in that rotation. And then you're going to have Charlie Morton and Brad Peacock. And you look at this Astros bullpen with key players such as Ken Giles, Luke Gregerson, and Francisco Liriano. But Jose Altuve, the Astros all-star second baseman, a potential MVP candidate this year for what he is able to do with his bat, it's going to be important for him to consistently get on base. And it's also going to be important for the Yankees pitchers to keep him off of the bases, because he is a trendsetter for this Astros team, for other key players such as George Springer and Marwin Gonzalez. You just have to wonder who is going to step up and be the X factor. Would it be a pair of former Yankees and Carlos Beltran, as well as catcher Brian McCann? We don't know. And I think this is going to be a solid back and forth series. Obviously, the Astros have the home field advantage, but at this point of the year, I really don't think home field advantage matters, because all of these teams are just so jacked up and they want to go out there and take care of their business. And even if they had to play each other in a parking lot, so be it, in order to get the win. I look at pitching, and that's what it comes down to this time of the year. And the Yankees have the better bullpen. And if once it gets down to a battle of the bullpens, advantage New York. And the Yankees have shown so far this season that they know how to go out there in this postseason and get not only the solid bullpen efforts coming in, but also those clutch hits late. And I think that is once again going to be key for them in this series. That's what I'm going to take the Yankees to advance to the World Series over the Astros in six games. So, folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement this year, you can check out the Cyclones next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 4 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care. And have yourselves a wonderful day.